It's all a big misunderstanding. So says Gina McCarthy, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. She was in Kansas City speaking to an agribusiness roundtable yesterday, and she indicated that she and the EPA understand how important and personal these issues regarding water and land are for farmers and ranchers.
We are really moving forward to deal with some difficult issues. Nothing's ever easy. But if we work together, I believe that we can make substantial progress and develop the kind of trusting relationship that you expect to have with an agency whose purpose is public health and environmental protection, which is frankly what the agriculture community has also been all about.
She says that EPA has been trying to combat misinformation about the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule to be able to focus on the legitimate issues and concerns people have with the proposal.
Everybody is fearing that EPA is regulating groundwater, and this is simply not true. Groundwater regulations do and will fall under the purview of the states. This rule will not change that. EPA is not regulating lands or all activities in floodplains, and we're not regulating every puddle, dry wash, or erosion feature. In fact, we're attempting here to do just the opposite. And believe me, if cattle are crossing a wet field, don't get in their way. Let them cross it. It's perfectly okay. You know why? Because they know that that's a normal thing that happens on a farm. And I know that normal farming practices and all normal farming practices remain exempt in this proposed rule just as they were before.
Bottom line for Ms. McCartney, she says that if a farmer and rancher didn't need a permit before, the proposed rule won't require a permit. Now, about ditches, she says EPA is not saying ditches are jurisdictional.
Our proposal specifically says that we're not regulating all ditches, unlike current existing regulations, which don't make that clarification. Why did we do that? Because while some ditches are actually connected to larger water systems and are therefore jurisdictional, because they're vital to public health and to water quality, the vast majority of ditches simply aren't important from a water quality perspective. I don't want to deal with them any more than you want me to deal with them. Most of them don't look and act and feel like a stream. If they don't, then they're not important. We can take them off the table. Help me put that into language that provides surety that that's what I'm going to be doing moving forward.
Regarding the interpretive rule that identifies 56 conservation practices that are a part of the NRCS toolkit, McCartney says that that rule was meant to be highlighting some practices farmers should consider doing, not narrowing exemptions to those practices alone.
Some folks, when they read it, clearly thought we were trying to narrow the exemption, and only if NRCS somehow approved something would it ever be recognized as a normal farming practice. That was not the intent. And some people have thought that it meant that we were adding federal standards that had to be complied with. That was not the intent. Conservation standards that we have identified are not federal regulatory standards. They provide a roadmap for producers in a way that we hoped would encourage their use. So these exemptions really we saw as being always self-implementing.
Well, Gina McCartney knows that challenges remain ahead. She says she's very optimistic about moving forward with the rule because farmers and ranchers can inform EPA of on-the-ground concerns it needs to address. McCarthy says a collaborative approach with this rule is critical, and she's committed to addressing any concerns the ag industry brings to the table with how the rule is structured because the outcome is what's important. The outcome, she hopes, is a rule that is clear for everyone, and some would say would basically give EPA total control of the lands of the U.S. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.